Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli military announced a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip to allow the deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid. The army said the pause would begin at 0500 and remain in effect until 1600 GMT. It says the pauses are to take place every day until further notice. The pause is aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid, and travel safely to a nearby highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. Israel's military said that 8 soldiers were killed in southern Gaza in the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months. The army said Saturday, without elaborating, the troops were killed in an explosion. The deaths will likely fuel calls for a ceasefire and heighten Israeli public anger over ultra-Orthodox exemptions from the military. Months of ceasefire negotiations failed to find common ground between Israel and Hamas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said earlier in the week that Hamas proposed changes to a U.S.-backed plan. Blinken said that some of them were workable, some not, without elaborating. Dozens of world leaders converged on a Swiss resort to discuss how to bring peace to war-ravaged Ukraine, though any hopes of a real breakthrough are muted by the absence of Russia. More than 2 years into the war, the combatants remain as far apart as they've ever been, with Kyiv sticking to its demands that Russia leave all Ukrainian territory it has seized, and Moscow pressing on with its grinding offensive that has already taken large swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. Despite Russia's absence from the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that he thinks the event could lay the groundwork for an eventual end of the war. This is VOA News. Masses of pilgrims embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia, marking the final days of Hajj pilgrimage and the start of Eid al-Adha celebrations from Muslims around the world. It came a day after the pilgrims congregated on the sacred hill in Mount Arafat outside the holy city of Mecca. The ritual on Saturday at Mount Arafat was considered the peak of Hajj. Hajj is one of the largest religious gatherings on earth. It officially started Friday when pilgrims moved from Mecca's Grand Mosque to Mina, a desert plain just outside the city. Saudi authorities expect that the number of pilgrims this year would exceed 2 million. Hollywood's A-list is turning out for President Joe Biden's campaign at a glitzy fundraiser headlined by George Clooney and Julia Roberts. It also featured former President Barack Obama, late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, interviewed all four of them at Saturday night's event at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. The Biden campaign says the event is expected to raise at least $28 million for the campaign. Donald Trump has suggested President Biden should have to take a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him in the next sentence. The former president and presumptive Republican nominee referred during a speech Saturday night to Republican Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who was the White House physician for part of his presidency, as Ronnie Jackson. I should say Johnson. The moment came as Trump was questioning Biden's mental. That is something he does very often on the campaign trail and on social media. Britain has put on display a birthday pageantry for King Charles III with a military parade that marked the Princess of Wales' first appearance at a public event since her cancer diagnosis early this year. Bystanders cheered as Kate joined other members of the royal family on a Buckingham Palace balcony at the end of the King's birthday parade. Kate disclosed in March that she was undergoing chemotherapy for an unspecified form of cancer. Charles is also being treated for cancer. It's a spectacle involving 1,400 soldiers, that is, the king inspecting troops at Saturday's event known as the Trooping the Color. The beleaguered director of Haiti's National Police has been ousted following months of criticism that he was not doing enough to protect officers under assault by gangs. A government official not authorized to speak to the media told the Associated Press Saturday that France Elby was replaced by former Haitian police chief Normile Rameau. Rameau was dismissed from the post nearly 4 years ago under a different administration. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.